crop performance next season. Visit CropFertility.com or contact your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant to learn more.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and two major storms are delivering a 1-2 punch to the West Coast. 180,000 people in Washington state remain without power, and another storm system dumping torrential rain in California.
North of San Francisco and Santa Rosa, the city is now on track to break its all-time three-day rain record. That's 122 years of record-keeping. 17 inches of rain fell on Wednesday and Thursday, and the rain is still coming down. Near the Russian River, homes are flooded. This man's home is included.
I don't know. I'm trying to take it one step at a time and just keep praying. And then after that, I start to think of, what kind of damage are we looking at once this is all done?
ABC's Alex Stone. Travel could be impacted by weather heading into this Thanksgiving holiday period. The TSA expects a record number of passengers. After Matt Gaetz took himself out of the running for Attorney General, President-elect Trump has chosen former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi as his nominee. She's already getting praise from Capitol Hill. This is ABC News. Music mogul and producer Sean Diddy Combs back in court in New York City. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The way Combs is charged, the kind of sex trafficking charge that he faces, presumes pretrial detention. So the defense has to overcome a high bar as it is. Now, the defense says they can do it because they believe they have new evidence, including what they consider to be this edited, manipulated video that they think shows something other than what prosecutors think, and they say that Combs should be released because the prosecutor's case is weak.
The CDC expanding their recall of organic whole and baby carrots to include additional bag sizes and brands, including Bunny Love and Good and Gather. 39 people across 18 states have been sickened with E. coli tied to the carrots. And Gus, the emperor penguin who turned up at an Australian beach from Antarctica earlier this month, has been released. Michelle Franzini.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podl provides an update on a man who is believed to have faked his own death. Podl says they've had nearly daily communication with Ryan Borgward since November 11th.
We are expressing the importance of his decision to return home, clean up the mess that he has created. He needs to return home to his children. If he chooses not to return, it's on his own free will. And I think the message is very clear.
Podl says Borgward told them he faked his August drowning death while kayaking on Green Lake before riding an e-bike to Madison. There, he boarded a bus to cross the Canadian border in Detroit before eventually hopping a plane to Eastern Europe. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he and his staff are working directly with students to discuss school safety.
Speaking in Wausau on Thursday, Call says the improvements being made to local schools are helping students feel more secure.
They're very appreciative about some of the building construction that's been happening, including having a buzzing system and the updated entry that helps students feel more secure.
Call says lawmakers need to get more information from students as they plan out budgets and laws pertaining to school safety. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Father and son are accused of destroying a controversial mural in Milwaukee. Peter and Zechariah Mailer entered a not guilty plea in court Wednesday. They're accused of using a hammer and axe in September, damaging the mural depicting a Star of David combined with a swastika. Peter Mailer commented outside the courtroom.
A swastika in any place upsets the Jewish community.
Mailers could face up to 3.5 years in prison if they're convicted on felony criminal damage to property charges. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A few more sun rays peeking through those mostly cloudy skies today, with temperatures hovering in the low 40s. We've still got breezy winds out of the northwest, which will calm tonight. With a few more sunspots expected throughout the day tomorrow, highs will return to the low 40s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Corn and wheat futures drifted to the downside along with soybean oil. Soybeans and bean meal were higher along with strong gains in live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs. Cotton, sharply higher in the spot month contract. And, oh yeah, it looks like President-elect Trump has made his choice for USDA secretary.
Live from the beginning of the end
of the week, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Jared Creed from JC Marketing and Elite Ag Insurance. And later, a completely unexpected and spontaneous visit from Pro Farmer's own Jim Wiesmeyer. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Yes, very much looking forward to the conversation with Jared Creed coming up here very shortly. And then after the conversation with Jared Creed, we will get Jim Wiesmeyer in here to learn as much as we possibly can about Kelly Loeffler, former senator from Georgia. She is president-elect Trump's choice for USDA secretary. I haven't seen it from President-elect Trump himself, but it has been reported by Reuters, by Bloomberg, by CNN, Jim Wiesmeyer, Kelly Loeffler is the choice for USDA secretary. What do you know about her? I've already seen one I don't even know how to say it, but there was one comment on social media. You know, looks like all y'all missed that one. Well, yeah, we did. We did. It's completely out of left field.
It's a new name for me.
Still trying to figure out exactly what the ag experience is for Loeffler. I've seen a couple of social media posts during National 4-H week that she was very active in 4-H when she was growing up. Picture with a horse. Had a picture with a steer that she was showing.
Okay.
So but I'm telling you guys right now that that's all I know about her agricultural experience. Jim Wiesmeyer's got a full report for Pro Farmer members on ProFarmer.com right now. She did spend some time on the Senate Ag Committee. I also know. But right. It was filled with a little bit of controversy is what it looks like to me. The time that she spent on the Senate Ag Committee. So, you know what? We just got to wait until the end of the show and get Wiesmeyer on here and try to gain a better understanding of President Trump's choice for USDA secretary.
Okay.
There you go. There you go.
Wow.
I will say this. I do feel like I was caught flat-footed on this one, which is kind of unusual on this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We try to pull the future forward is what we do.
I like to think that I've got an idea of what is going to be coming down the pike. But boy, on this one. This one surprised me. So, and that's not bad. I want to emphasize this. That is not bad. She could be great for the job. I just don't know. So,
interesting.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah. I think we should get her on Grow Getters. You know, we'll establish the farm cred, and then we can talk about this little USDA side hustle that she's thinking about, and we'll get to the bottom of it. Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Perfect. That is outstanding.
That's my solution.
Let's get to the markets.
Well, Chip, the U.S. dollar index traded to the highest level of the year this morning, putting pressure on grain futures. Wheat futures were moderately lower at mid-morning and failed to rally into the close. December soft red winter wheat futures opened just fractionally lower, turned higher, and then fell to a low-range close. Russia's war in Ukraine continues to generate headlines, but the wheat market continued to ignore most of that news. Price pressure this week was the result of improved hard red winter wheat crop conditions and improved soil moisture. December HRW wheat futures were 1.25 cents lower today at 5.54 and a quarter. December SRW wheat down 4.5 cents to 5.44 and a quarter. December spring wheat closed at 5.86. That's down 2 cents, Chip.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive the way that this wheat market has ignored the news out of Russia and Ukraine this week. I want to talk to Jared about that here in just a little bit and figure out exactly why.
Well, December corn futures spent most of the week trading between 425 and 430 as traders digested strength in the U.S. dollar, geopolitical concerns in the Black Sea region, and continued strong demand for U.S. corn. There is some talk that demand for U.S. corn is starting to slow, but that has yet to be proven. Corn plantings in South America continue, and the lack of a crop threat there is making it difficult for corn futures to build upside price momentum. December corn today stopped short of a full test of resistance at 430 and posted a low-range close. December corn futures today, 1.25 cents lower at 425 and a half. March corn, down a penny, 435 and a quarter. July corn futures closed at 446, down a half cent, Chip.
All right, December corn on the week was up a penny and a half. March corn was steady. I kind of forgot that I had these in front of me. December soft red winter wheat futures up 7.75. December hard red winter wheat futures up 14 and a quarter. And December spring wheat futures were up 13.75 cents. So, and steady to just slightly higher in corn on the week.
All right. Well, soybean futures moved to the upside with help from bean meal, even as bean oil futures traded lower. Export demand for soybeans and bean products has been good this week, and USDA this morning announced the sale of 198,000 metric tons of U.S. beans. That's for delivery to unknown destinations. The lack of a production threat in South America made it difficult for bean prices to rally this week. There was also talk today of declining imports of used cooking oil and other feedstocks for renewable diesel production, but that failed to support bean oil futures. January soybean futures opened higher and then spiked support at yesterday's low before recovering to close high range and above the opening range. January beans were up 5.75, 9.83 and a half. March beans up 7, 9.92 and a quarter. July beans closed at 10.18 and one quarter. That's up 6.75 cents.
On the week, January soybeans down 15 cents. March beans down 16.5 cents. December bean oil down 358 points. That was a tough week. And December soybean meal was down 40 cents on the week.
December cotton today was 246 points higher, buddy. Yeah. 71.65 at the close. How about on the week there?
Yeah, building on earlier gains from this week, too. Up 485 points on the week.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, on your livestock, December fat cattle were $1.17.5 higher today at 186.77.5. February futures up 77.5 cents to 188.20. January feeders up 85 cents to 254.30. And on the snout side, these hogs 87.5 higher, 81.67.5. And Feb hogs up $1.02.5, 85.67.5. Chip.
Perfect. Hey, Dees cattle on the week up $3.82.5. January feeders get this one up $7.07.5. Wow. And December lean hog futures up $2.17.5. Jared Creed up next here on AgriTalk.
AgMarket.net is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today at theagmarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT to learn more. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. As I said at the top of the show, Kelly Loeffler, former senator from Georgia, is President-elect Trump's pick for USDA Secretary. We'll talk with Wiesmeyer at the end of the show to get an update on exactly who Kelly Loeffler is.
And so, I will reiterate the call of Grow Getters. The door is open, ma'am. We would love to have a chat with you on Grow Getters anytime. Anytime.
Excellent.
Or AgriTalk, you know, either
way.
Yeah,
I was going to say. I was going to say, when she's on AgriTalk, you can ask her if she wants to do it.
Oh, burn. That was hurtful. Jerry Creed is our guest today, JC Marketing and Elite Ag Insurance. How you doing, Jared? Welcome to AgriTalk.
I'm doing pretty darn well, but you guys are some goofballs, that's for sure.
Well, we're pleased as punch to have you. I think if Flory were here, he would agree.
I got to tell you that I think you made a mistake that made a mistake, and admittedly, I had no clue. Kelly Loeffler, I'm embarrassed to say I don't know. But it would have been awesome if we could have maybe put Jim on now and then followed up after Jim.
Well, if you want to, stick around for the final segment. We'll get your reaction to it. Because,
the thing is, you don't want to let Wiesmeyer in too early.
Jim's still digging. I think Jim's still digging.
I'll be the producer. You be the guest.
I don't know what to expect there, but there's plenty of hate, it seems like, on social media, agriculture talking heads, for that matter, that are not very excited. So I don't know.
Well, this is the first time that I recall, Jared, that there was a movement, I guess I would call it, on social media that got behind different possibilities for the ag secretary. I mean, there was a groundswell for Thomas Massey. And I think the people that were behind Massey really, really, really wanted Massey to be USDA secretary. And there were others. There were others that now, you know, and do I dare say out of left field? You know, but here's one thing that I thought of immediately. He went back to Georgia. I'm not exactly sure why he went back to Georgia, but when he selected Sonny Perdue, Sonny was from Georgia, and now we've got another one. Anyway.
I tell you what, just Googling her name and news, there's some interesting headlines out there that couple of them, I don't know if I really ever want to say on air. So that's maybe a little bit of a, I don't know, for lack of better words, the choices to this point to fill his cabinet, I think could be, I was listening to somebody the other day on a call that a lot of his choices have maybe been middle of the road. And for lack of better words, there's been some that maybe people don't necessarily think about being middle of the road. But here we are.
Yep. I think he's hit a couple of home runs. But middle of the road might be how I would describe most of them. As long as we're talking about this, let me ask you this, because this is it's coming up more and more. And as we get into the hearings and the confirmation process on the nominations, there is a line of thought out there that is, listen, the guy being President-elect Trump earned the right to have, quote unquote, his people around him. And the Senate kind of ought to just rubber stamp this stuff and send them on through. I think there's a process to go through on this. I get that President Trump has earned the right to have the people that he wants around him, but there's still a process, right?
I'm not a political expert, Chip. I think you know that. You know, instead of watching C-SPAN, sometimes I might be watching the Chiefs. But I would tell you that if there's been one takeaway in the last month, I think it's been maybe a little bit of a disheartening feel of an all red or all blue, I don't care which political party you're in, from a sweep across all places. And I think that jokingly, to a certain extent, to kind of what you're getting to, they might as well just give a power of attorney. The Senate and the House might as well just give a power of attorney to the White House, and what says goes. Yeah. No questions asked.
Yeah. It's,
And I think that's kind of what you're getting at, that just put them all through.
Yep. Yep. So part of this, and I mean, we've been talking about the quote unquote Trump trades that have been happening ever since Election Day. You look at what's happening with the dollar. You look at what's happening with Bitcoin, stocks. Now, the initial reaction in commodities reflected the idea that there's going to be some trade conflicts ahead of us. I think we've taken quite a bit of that out of the market now, haven't we?
You know, I'm going to lean on some of the more senior mentors that I have in the space. And I got to say senior because I'm going to pick on Pete Meyer there just a little bit. Beautiful. And I kind of agree with some of Pete's thought process here too, and some of the other analysts that you read, that the policies, the threat of tariffs, so on and so forth, they run a higher risk of taking us back to an inflationary trade. Yeah. And the fundamental grain flow is probably second. It's second in importance to everything else when you start thinking about tariffs to other global countries. The thing that concerns me for the U.S. farmer, for first off, is that we are talking about one term here. Last go around, there was definitely a feel and an appearance that what we're doing within these tariffs, we're going to take care of the U.S. farmer, because guess what? We need that U.S. farmer to vote for us the next go around.
Right.
Tinfoil hat. Now you move on from that. I don't know if our fundamental grain flows could actually get all that worse. And I think that from the risk of these tariffs and the risk of the what ifs, a lot of that was more or less hedged before the election. I mean, call a spade, give credit where credit is due. How about that? Mexico, and you look at the peso and what the value of their currency relative to the dollar means for their cost of goods to import U.S. corn. They did a good job based upon what the market has actually done. And so I go back to that inflationary comment. There's going to be some leading indicators that we might have. Maybe one of those is that we see a modestly long speculative managed money position. Maybe we're seeing gold, for an example, start to bounce back here. I don't know exactly what to make of the U.S. dollar of being, let's see, two-year highs. And at this point in time, I don't know why you couldn't project it going all the way up to 110, 112. I don't know if that's an all-time record, but at least on a chart that I have, that'd be a 15-year high. Do you run the risk of a lot of this fundamental grain flow being impacted by tariffs already being priced in? I think that there can be a fair argument on that. And I like to just say that everything between now, inauguration, and the actual decisions to lay in tariffs or lack thereof, it's all perception versus reality.
Yep.
That's all it is. And quite frankly, what's maybe the craziest thing, I mean, you look at implied volatility in the corn market, and we haven't done anything. It's one of the pieces that I want to talk about, that since the first week of July, we've been in a 4 to 420 commodity. Congratulations. We got 10, 12 cents above that. And I should just apologize to my wife. I could have been home for the last 4 months. There wasn't anything to do. The market has not moved. Yeah, it's moved within a 8-10% range, and that's it. And at this point in time, it doesn't really seem like soybeans and corn, to a certain extent wheat, and I maybe should say to a certain extent on a soybean side, perception versus reality versus looking at what implied volatility suggests today, there's no fear. There's zero fear of market moving higher or lower in any way, shape, or form. Maybe the twist to that is that we actually see other commodities follow the path of perhaps maybe it's crude oil, maybe it's gold, whatever, in the event we actually do have some type of an inflationary trade come around.
Yep. Yeah. Great rundown and perspective right there, Jared. The bottom line that I think you got to, that I hear you saying, is let's watch some of these outside markets for clues that we're starting to see that inflation trade. Oh, my God. that we're starting to see some of the inflation trade ramp up out there. So really, really good stuff. Okay, we're in the middle of a conversation with Jared Creed, JC Ag Financial Services, and Elite Ag Insurance. When we come back, oh man, where do we want to start? You know what? I want to go straight to thinking about 2025. Yeah, that's what we're going to do next.
Veterans, if you were impacted by a recent hurricane or natural disaster, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is here to help. To find 24/7 info about healthcare, housing, insurance, benefits payments, and more, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 or visit va.gov/resources/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores Ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures were 1 1/4 cents lower at 5.54 1/4. December SRW wheat down 4 1/2 cents to 5.44 1/4. December corn futures 1 1/4 cents lower at 4.25 1/2. March corn down a penny, 4.35 1/4. January soybeans were up 5 3/4 cents today to 9.83 1/2. March beans up 7 cents, 9.92 1/4. December cotton today 246 points higher, 71.65. On your livestock, December fat cattle $1.17 1/2 higher at 186.77 1/2. Jan feeders up 85, 254.30. And December lean hog futures 87 1/2 cents higher on the day, 81.67 1/2. Get more. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A few more sun rays peeking through those mostly cloudy skies today, with temperatures hovering in the low 40s. We've still got breezy winds out of the northwest, which will calm tonight. With a few more sunspots expected throughout the day tomorrow, highs will return to the low 40s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. We are in the middle of a conversation with Jared Creed, JC Ag Financial Services, and Elite Ag Insurance. Jared, now I want, when you are talking with clients and you're thinking about 2025, of course it's got to include some of your outlook on how this 2024 crop is going to be marketed. But when you're talking about 25 crop decisions, what are you talking about right now?
Let's get to that, but I want to throw out the idea that how about a headline-ridden afternoon? Right now, First Squawk says U.S. Chamber of Commerce expects Biden to impose new export curbs on China as soon as next week.
What's he doing front? First thing we're don't doing, know. First thing he's don't doing know, is Jeff. he's giving the green light to Ukraine to turn this into World War III. Now he's front running the tariffs on the.
I don't know. I mean, hey, again, the seniors here, you've been around a little bit longer than me. I don't know how you take that. But talk about some headline risk on a Friday afternoon post markets close.
That's unbelievable.
So back to your question, that makes it even a little bit more easier to answer.
Okay.
I think we've kind of been leading with this three or four bullet points to the producer here recently. So let's start off with American Banking Association. This might have been discussed on your show here in the last week or so. You know, they're talking about over 50% of U.S. agricultural loans to not be profitable.
Right.
That's an issue. That's very, very high. You look at small to mid-cap banks, operating notes over $1 million are at like a 20-something year high. There's a lot of potential financial strain out in the countryside, absent of a big price change. And I don't think that's anything new to anybody. So when I say it's not anything new to somebody, Chip, you're the producer, you're farming next year. You got a general idea of what your rotation looks like. You know that your margins are all not that great. Yep. And unfortunately, our costs just have not changed in the last couple of years. I would tell you that it's nice to see that 2 years ago was talking about how high costs went. Some of the university numbers maybe came up to that point 6-12 months later, but now they're sticky and they're not changing. So there's a bunch of knowns. It's a black and white picture. Today's prices versus the standard cost of production is not great. How much worse do we want to let it get? Mm-hmm. Versus, can I put myself in a position to have a seat at the table if things get better? Not solicitation, not advice here, but let's just call a spade a spade. An individual could go sell, in theory, 440, 450 December futures for next year and own a $5 call that's not going to expire for 12 months. Implied volatility still screams to the farmer that that needs to be your seat at the table. But being able to do that in aggression, and I'm pretty sure if you ask the across the countryside, would you be willing to sell 550 or be willing to sell 6 or 650, whatever that number is, the answer is going to be yes. And then you back it back into the mechanics. Sell the corn, buy a call. If corn goes to 7, you're going to get 650. And if you can't live with 650 and having that on a good 70-80% of your production, then we got a bigger problem on our hands. If you can't live with 550, we got a bigger problem on our hands. Yeah. And of course, you're going to get the kickback. Hey, I don't even have the crop planted yet. Who cares? You're guaranteed bushels. What happens if I don't raise the crop next summer? Who cares? You're guaranteed bushels. Yeah. Sell the stuff, own the call, reassess on a monthly basis, and go focus on growing the best crop that you can.
Yeah, what you're
talking
about.
And if you can
about.
Do that, it's yep. basically the last piece here. Chip, if we said that $5 December 25 corn is a barometer for the average break even across the U.S.,
okay,
you know, less basis, that's going to get you $450, $475, whatever. Okay. $5 board, if today's price of give or take $440 happens to be our insurance price, what is 85% of $440? Well, that's 66 cents a bushel lower than where we are now, and that's down to 376. So here I am talking about the producer possibly having 50 to 60 cents of downside risk before the bleeding can stop when they need 50 to 60 cents higher. it's the same risk up and down.
Yep.
And it's, I don't want to call it a coin flip, but you got to be mindful of a business. What can I do to make sure that the nail in a coffin doesn't come to put my farm in the bullseye of a bank saying, no, you can't do that.
Right. Okay. You know, what you've been talking about so far, Jared, is something that those of us that have been involved in risk management for any period of time, we always like to say, you guys, you got to start with crop insurance. That's your first line of risk management. Well, what you're saying is make it your first line of risk management and then use it. Then use it to maximize your marketing efforts. It makes so much sense. So much sense to me.
More than anything, it's just knowing that you should have the confidence to sell something in size, sell something in volume that is going to make a meaningful difference if things get worse. That's a tough piece. There's a lot of times where I think a producer might feel that they're doing something good in a modest rally situation, and then they fast forward to harvest and they find that, I really only sold 15, 20, 25%. Yeah. Okay. And it wasn't enough.
Right, right. Okay. All right, I'm going to switch gears on you. What is going on in the commodity trade in general? But I'm going to look straight at the wheat market, and I don't know how closely you watch it. It's just that the headlines that we've gotten out of the Black Sea region this week, it seem to be suggesting that the fight is intensifying over there, and the wheat market just hasn't responded. And when you get right down to it, crude oil, yeah, we were higher today. We're back over $71. But I just haven't seen the kind of commodity reaction that I would expect, that I expected from the kind of activity that we're seeing develop between Russia and Ukraine. Why?
Well, you have all that conflict, and there was an article from the Agmin of Ukraine Tuesday. Maybe it was Tuesday, maybe it was Wednesday, stating to expect the Ukraine wheat crop to grow based upon increased sowing area. I think the market has moved on from the idea of a conflict. And, obviously we send thoughts and prayers to all the innocent individuals that are involved on both sides of that conflict. But I don't think the market cares about the fundamental grain flow that is or isn't happening out of that part of the world. And as you get some of these bigger, stronger words tossed around, you know, nuclear word and such, the market, in theory, you would think that equities should be risk off, commodities should be risk on. And it really hasn't happened. And on top of that, you can't forget that 24, 36 hours later, you have Putin more or less suggesting that we're willing to talk about some type of a peace treaty as long as President Trump is the moderator, or not moderator, but involved in that conversation.
Negotiator, yeah.
Yeah, so on top of that, I think here's how you can kind of summarize what we have going on domestically and globally. We know somebody is growing a crop almost every single month of the year around the world. We know currently today there's really not all that many weather issues out there. Forecasts in South America being kind of the kingpin do not really look all that threatening for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. Obviously, that can change. And outside of that, what do you have? The global production is not at risk today. Global trade flow is not at risk. If anything, hey, we've got a couple things to be excited about in the U.S. because we're exporting some stuff finally. Still got a long ways to go to make that better. But if you take it just one step further, and I hate to use the terminology of, hey, we trade a futures market. South America looks to be on deck to grow a pretty sizable crop, a big one. And on top of that, the market right now seems to be incentivizing the U.S. producer more corn, less beans. And guess what? If we go plant somewhere closer to 95 million acres in corn than 90, we're also going to be dealing with the USDA's trend yield of 182, 183
yep.
until
yep.
proven differently until July.
Yep.
So you got 7-8 months from now to really come up with a legitimate fundamental shortcoming of grain that would actually have a meaningful impact on the market. And again, throw all that out the window if we go back into an inflationary trade.
Yeah. Okay.
But I hate the terminology. Listen to what the market's telling you, but yep. Call a spade a spade. Corn hasn't done anything, and it doesn't have a reason to right now.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And when you were giving the range that that we've been confined to in this corn market, you look at the last 4 days, and it's been 4.25 to 4.30. This has just been, you know, it's
the morning when you were talking about all the conflict in Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah.
It took us like that overnight session open to, I don't know, 10:30 central time to break out of a 3 cent range in corn.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
I can't wait to hear Jim here. I'm interested now. My most important thing is I want to hear Jim, and I want to hear what he thinks about Biden tariffs.
All right. Biden tariffs and Loeffler coming up next. Jared, you've been the best, man. Thank you so much for making time for us today and stretching a bit on your thoughts and your perspective. Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Every single day, thousands of Wisconsin Credit Union members use our online banking services and mobile app to conveniently handle all their normal banking needs, like transferring money between their accounts or into other members' accounts, using Bill Pay, which lets them pay and keep track of all their monthly bills, all in one place. Plus, depositing checks remotely with their smartphone. And another feature that even lets them instantly send money to family and friends with a simple click or two. And rest assured, all these services are safe and secure. Easy to set up and learn, too. You can get started in just minutes. If you'd like help, check out our online video tutorials. Give us a call or stop into any office. We're always here for you. So, if you're still not taking advantage of all these free time savers, consider the thousands of Wisconsin Credit Union members who are. Clearly, there just might be something to this. Online and mobile banking from Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Joining us is Larry Lemke. He is from Los Rios Farm in Bethard, Colorado. Larry, talk to me about some of the challenges that you face and other farmers face as well, and how you are managing those challenges.
Well, a little over 20 years ago, we had a pretty severe drought. It kind of pushed me away from farming. And then in 2013, we had a pretty severe flood, which brought me back to the farm. So with all that back and forth kind of stuff and me being engaged in the farm again, it's like, well, how do we fix this? What are we going to do? You know, we've had some good technology and some really poor technology lead us to where we are with a lot of soil and water degradation. And now we're trying to turn that back to see if we can straighten things up.
Okay, what's got you most excited about what you're doing on your farm?
Basically, what we're trying to do is emulate nature instead of trying to force massive yields and maximize everything and keep the banker, the fertilizer company, the seed company, and the chemical company in business. We're trying to keep Mother Nature in business, trying to add the organic matter back in. The other thing is, you know, I see a lot of my neighbors, you drive across western Nebraska, eastern Colorado, and you see all those beautiful wheat fields all in those strips, not a weed out there. And that's actually not the way it works, you know. We've had some technology that has not been the best things for us, like the strip farming. We found that that's been really hard on the soil. And so if we get our soil biome straightened back up, get that organic matter in place so we can get the moisture that we do get into the ground instead of running off so that we can prolong things, I think we're going to be headed back in the right direction.
You can get more of Larry's story at investinourland.org. Thanks, Larry. That is Larry Lemke, Los Rios Farm in Bethard, Colorado.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Okay, let's go straight to him. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. Jim, it's been so long since we last talked.
I was to call, here's the background story real briefly. I was going to go to my gym for training because I needed. I got a call saying you may want to stay in your office. I thought it was going to be the Treasury Secretary.
Yeah.
And frankly, as we speak, I think Kelly Loeffler is being offered the position.
Okay. Several services, news services, multiple sources have reported that former Senator Kelly Loeffler has been offered the position for Secretary of Agriculture. What we don't know is, has she accepted?
Oh, she'll accept it. Yeah. She'll accept it, yeah. Because they wouldn't have put that out, Chip, I don't think. Now, remember, Warnock won that position, that she faced Warnock in the Senate race.
That's it. Yes. Yes. What do we know about her?
Well, she grew up on a corn soybean cattle farm in Stanford, Illinois, 8 miles west of Bloomington, Illinois. So that gives her more than credibility with me. And she, that's where she got her, she was a 4-H club member and all that other county fairs, all that. But I will tell you, the initial reaction, Chip, the Aggies, they won't say this publicly, they wanted more experienced person. But I'll tell you, that means it's going to be very important who they select and announce for deputy secretary and the undersecretaries. It doesn't mean she won't call the shots. Frankly, I think he liked her experience in sports. And I think he liked her experience trading risk management in the stock market and things like that. And she was a former CEO of Bakkt. It's a financial services company focusing on digital assets. So she's pretty well-rounded there.
Isn't she managing the inauguration?
She is. She's co-manager. And I think she was one of the biggest contributors to Trump's election. That didn't hurt.
You're right. That did not hurt, I'm sure.
And if you recall, that she was co-owner of the Atlanta Dream, that was the WNBA team, and there's some controversy there because she didn't like some of the Black Lives Matters shirts that they forced on her, literally. But I know that'll come out from the Democrats for sure.
Right. Okay. All right. She did serve on the Senate Ag Committee in the time that she was in the Senate, Jim.
Yes, and I'll tell you, the number of ag lobbyists that I talked with, her door was wide open. She listened. She supported their request for farmers, and so I mean, she scores well that way. She's got a good ear, and that's what you have to count on, Chip. And yep. She got along well with her ag colleagues in the Senate. She was not a controversial person in the Senate when she was there, at least from an ag perspective.
Okay. A little personal observation here. When you and I have our conversations about policy and how things are getting done and who's doing this and who's doing that, I don't ever remember you saying Kelly Loeffler is telling me this.
No, I absolutely not. And this is what's got Aggies a little nervous, but their fear of the mostly unknown.
Right.
And
right.
I will tell you, she was not on the list. Hell, we had what, 14 or 15 at one time on the list of
yeah.
potential ag sec. She was not on it. Okay. And so that parlor game is out the window. However, I'll tell you, Trump came back and his people, because they were more than upset, and I'm not going to list them, of people who were on that list that lobbied for it publicly. Yeah. That hurt them. That
yeah.
hurt them.
Okay. All right. So the deputy secretary, undersecretary, you've already mentioned that this might raise the importance of who these people are. Are they on that list of 14, 15 people?
Absolutely. And I'm not going to guess who it will be, because a number of them are really good. And I think that will go a long ways to settling the nervousness down. Not that she's not going to be any good. She's a great spokesman. So she'll be out there. And with her corn, soybean, and cattle experience, I mean, and she says all the right things that her parents made her fill out a time card and paid her a working farm wage when she was growing up. So she learned the value of money. Of course, she's rich now. But she's at least got the ag experience. And anybody from Black Earth, Illinois, near Bloomington, Illinois, I'm sorry, they're in the top third as far as my heart right there.
Yep. Okay, we're not. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and I do want to stress something that Jim just said. Just because Kelly Loeffler was not on Jim's list, my list, anybody's list, does not mean that she can't do the job. She may be great at this job. I don't know.
She told Fortune magazine one time when she was young, my mom and my grandmother would write corn and soybean futures prices on the Formica countertop. And I always say I learned commodities futures before I learned math.
Holy smokes. Good for her.
She knows markets.
Okay, Jared was saying in the last segment that President Biden is looking at initiating even more tariffs on China. Have you had a moment to look into that story?
Well, they did some more on, they put 29 more. That's on that China province, you know, that cotton.
Yep.
I think that may be that. I don't know. But Biden has taken some aggressive moves here because for many different reasons. But
we didn't get a chance to talk about that this morning. I mean, it's like, where has this been for the last 2 years?
Yeah, I know. It's wild and woolly. Wild and woolly.
It certainly is. There's no question about it. Jim, thank you so much for jumping on with us, buddy. Appreciate you.
Okay.
All right. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst, with some perspective on Kelly Loeffler, the choice for USDA Secretary. Yes, I was stalling, waiting to get to the National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook. Woo! Man, November 28th through December 2nd. High odds of below normal temperatures across the Corn Belt. Near normal precipitation across most of the Corn Belt. You got to get into the Dakotas, northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and the far eastern Corn Belt to get to above normal precipitation, but near normal across the Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. It's in the outlook. Wow, 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 wow. What a way to wrap up the week. Thank you so much for being here for it. Come back Monday morning. Machinery Pete here on AgriTalk.
AgMarket.net is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today at theagmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT to learn more. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last.